recorded live right here in Little Rock, Arkansas. It's Larry's Rants, Raves, and Reviews, and now here is Larry.
Oh,
whoops. There you are, Larry.
Folks, we are talking about laughing at the crazy. And Randy, I got to tell you, I had a whole different show already written out and everything.
Yeah.
But there's so much crazy that, you know, Larry, I had to change the whole thing.
Larry, this thing is changing so fast. You know, we talked about, hey, let's do a show and air this one and we'll do this and write it and I'll write three. This thing is changing. It's changing by the day.
It is. By the moment, I think. Hey, remember back before Trump won when people said, well, if Trump wins, what are y'all going to talk about on the podcast? I'm like, my gosh,
they can't keep up with it.
We can't.
No.
We just can't.
Especially the media. They can't keep up with it. Of course, half of it, they don't air.
No, they don't. Well, folks, we are laughing at the crazy. That's the title of our show. And honestly, there was so much craziness going on during Trump's last speech to Congress that we just felt like we'd set up camp on that for a little bit, okay?
Yeah, but, Larry, I'm going to throw you a curve.
Oh, boy.
I'm
going
to throw you a curve. This is not in the script.
Oh, boy.
This is not in the script at all.
All right.
But let me go to the camera three shots, so we got it right there. And I got you a present here, Larry.
You did?
Yeah, look here. I got us both one. That's both of two of them in there. There we are.
Oh, yeah.
Let me get it into the shot here. And there we are. What does it say?
Gulf of America established 2025.
Hold that up there so everybody can see it. Let me go to you. Let me go to you there. Hold it up there.
Okay.
There you go.
And
on the magic of television, what we may do is, if we can, when we go to the first break, while your Bobby's commercial is playing for 15 seconds, you're going to run in there, and I think I may have me one. You're going to run in there and change and see if we can get
I'll probably just strip down right where I'm
no,
at.
No. You're going to fade to black.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate that. I do. Well, Speaker Mike Johnson, start out with him. He said, President Trump's speech wasn't a speech for the mainstream media. It was a speech for the American people.
Right.
And yeah, that's really true. Every one of us was sitting there rooting for him.
It was. And, you know, he's got an interesting job because he's got to work with everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, and he's trying to make everybody happy, but it doesn't work that way.
Well, and I'll just admit to you, I think that this was Trump's greatest speech that I've ever heard.
It was.
Because I've told you in private, as much as I love Trump and approve of everything he's doing, I only listen to about a quarter of his speech, and then I just get real antsy and nervous and kind of weirded out, and I'm like, okay, I like you. Whatever you want to do, just do it.
Right.
But I don't listen to the whole thing.
I know.
Okay, really. And Mike Johnson goes on to say, the way Democrats behaved was unserious and embarrassing. The contrast between our forward-looking vision and their temper tantrums was on display for all of America to see.
It was totally embarrassing.
It was.
If I was a Democrat, I would be just totally embarrassed. I mean, like, what has my party got me into?
Well, I don't know if a lot of people know this. However, the Democrats, after all of this happened, they actually called an emergency meeting and brought 12 people in. Now, I don't know who the 12 really are, okay? But there were 12 people that they got sucked into a meeting and said, you guys have got to behave. You've got to do better than this.
Did they say that or congratulate the ones that were messing up?
No, they said, you know, true.
Hey, y'all did so good.
With all their little paddles and everything, you know. And the thing of it is I really do believe that they kind of got a spanking during that meeting. It was a come-to-Jesus meeting.
Well, they should have spanked them with those paddles.
They should have. Well, Robbie Starbucks says all the Democrats had to do was not act like psychopaths, but that was apparently just too hard for them to pull off for 2 hours.
Yeah. Well,
you know, they acted like these paid protesters that George Soros pays to go to all these town hall meetings, you know, and interrupt and everything.
Right.
They were acting like that. And so anyway, they acted crazy. And while we appreciate it, I'm sure Trump didn't. I wouldn't have appreciated it either. But You know,
well, he put up with he's used to it, yeah. Man. He's on top of it.
Yeah.
You can't throw him.
No. The hecklers did not throw him at all. In fact, I think it was kind of like he was like a shark that just tasted water in the blood.
He did.
Anyway, well, I will tell you that out of the whole speech, I think there's two lines that were the line of the night. They're up for grabs. And you tell me which one you like or if you've got a different one.
Uh-huh.
Well, the first one where he talked about that we couldn't close down the border.
Right.
And he said, you know, all we really needed was a new president.
That's exactly right. I saw that.
A lot of folks say that was the top of the mm-hmm. night. And then the other one was when he just flat out called Pocahontas to her face.
That's it.
I'm sitting there.
That was the two home runs right there.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, I don't know which is the best one, but I got to tell you that they both were, you know, were just awesome. You know, and because he was talking about, you know, the war and all of this, and that's the only time. And we'll delve into this as we go through this show. Randy, that was the only time the Democrats actually applauded.
I saw that.
Was for Ukraine.
Wasn't that? Yeah. They want another 5 years of it.
Yeah.
Another 4 years of it,
yeah.
At least.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because all those billions that we're sending over there that's getting money
kickbacks.
They're getting all the kickbacks. He said, you're sitting there clapping for war. Do you want to keep on for another 5 years? And Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, apparently continued to clap.
Yeah, she kept going.
You know,
she kept going.
So Trump, that's when he replied, well, apparently Pocahontas wants to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those were the top two lines of the night. But the biggest show that was put on was by the unhinged Democrat Al Green out of Texas.
Yeah, I know.
Buddy, you had people over for dinner had to record the stupid thing.
I know. I saw the last half first, and then I had to go back and saw the first half. It was crazy.
I'm sitting here watching it live going, oh, my gosh. And when the Secret Service, I guess they were Secret Service, started inching up to him,
uh-huh.
I'm like, this thing could get ugly because he's waving that cane around.
He was.
I'm like, throw him to the ground.
Yeah,
kick him. Mm-hmm. Kick him. Well, he got kicked out due to screaming at President Trump. I mean, the most unhinged and unprofessional thing. Texas, I hope you're really proud of this guy.
Yeah.
You know, but he's the first. I heard Mike Johnson, Speaker Mike Johnson, on Fox News the other day on an interview. He actually is the first representative to ever get thrown out like that.
Mm. Wow.
A lot of people may not know that. First in history, he was only the 29th representative to actually be censured.
Yeah. And I don't know what all that means, but the only thing is they said that, but then the next day I heard him, he got to speak and he spattled on for another 15 minutes on the same crap.
Well, he walked out, and when he walked out of the joint party there, he went into the hallway. Then a bunch of, you know, the media was out there and they were asking him questions. And that's when he said, well, I'm going to double down on this and he's going to work on his impeachment. You know, he was talking about an impeachment on Trump once before, mm-hmm. and I don't think he ever brought it to the House.
Yeah.
But he said, I'm going to be working on it. Well, so this is quite the disgraceful, but
I mean, impeachments, lawsuits, what's the difference? I mean, you know, he's been through so many of them, you know, it's just another, you know, another star in his cap.
Well, you know, when I was younger, I thought impeachment really meant something serious and something that, you know, really took place. I thought you got booted out of office.
I did too, until Bill Clinton.
Yeah, and Bill Clinton.
When he got impeached, it didn't mean anything, you know?
Monica, it doesn't mean anything. It's okay.
Oh, God.
Is that a little over the top?
No, it's not.
No, okay. It's underneath the table.
Yeah, it's underneath. It was underneath.
Now, I will tell you that Mike Johnson is removing him. Or no, let me say that again. Mike Johnson is looking at removing him from committees.
Now, that's what I heard.
That's where it will really hurt him.
Why can't they remove him from office?
That would be pretty tough, I think, to do, but removing him from committees and stripping him of all the extra power and everything would be so humiliating and really so bad.
We need our research staff to look into that and tell us.
I asked them to.
Yeah, they didn't get it back to us.
They went on a little trip to Texas.
What about that hot phone that goes to the White House? Can we call them?
I doubt it. They're probably not going to pick up. Okay. But I will tell you that on top of this, what this really did was this outburst stirred some feelings about the rape charges that was brought against Al Green back in May of 2007.
Well, good.
Does a lot of people know about that?
That's first I heard of it.
Well, here's a couple of headlines. Democrat Al Green raped former aide Lucinda Daniels in May of 2007. Okay. This is the party that believes in women's rights. So remember that, folks, as we talk about this. Then, get this, Randy, he bribed Daniels with $875,000 in hush money, okay? Guess what? Using that secret fund from the U.S. Congress that had paid more than $17 million on sexual charges like this.
Wow.
Now, I used to call them a pack of animals, but I just don't think that animals even act like this. They're just pure trash.
I know.
I was sitting there, and as they escorted him out, I looked at Carol across the room. I said, all they're doing is taking out the trash, baby. They're taking out the trash.
That's it. Did you see that? Did you see that one guy? He just, there he goes.
Yeah.
he rolled it, and then he round him up and get him out.
Well, and J.D. Vance was sitting there doing the thumb, like, go ahead, you know. And I think that prodded Mike to do it just a little bit more. So, folks, American taxpayers, well, you paid for his rape bribe. Mm-hmm. He raped his assistant. And then paid her $875,000 of whose money? Our money.
Sure it was.
Tax money. We the people's money.
It always is.
Well, it really is sad. And Texas, I hope that you're proud of this. And I really don't. I say that tongue in cheek. But if you're not proud yet, well, you've got another Texan down there. Her name is Jasmine Crockett, Democrat from Texas, who shortly, right after Al Green got thrown out, she walked out.
Mm-hmm.
Randy, you got a video of her doing her little dance in the hall?
I think so. We're going to try something new here, Larry. It should come up on our screen here, and then we'll go right to it and see what happens. This is new. This is new technology we're trying and seeing if it worked first time here.
Well, us two old farts are getting so high tech.
40 acres in the mule. This is bigger than the music.
You really about to do it?
Yeah, they tried to rig the game, but you can't fake influence.
They get on it like that.
Hey, I'm tripping, I'm sliding, I'm riding through the back like buck. Mustard on a beat, bro. Beat, bro, in rap. He a freak, though. Man down, call an ambulance. Tell him breathe. Let them boys kill across. They walk around like tees. What's up with these?
Well, that was it. It worked. At least the video worked.
30 seconds worth of, oh my God. I can't believe that she actually posted that, Randy.
Yeah.
We're talking about a U.S. congressperson.
Right.
Seriously? Now, Texas, are you really proud? Has these two people made you proud yet? Well, if you don't like my response to it, we've got another one. Got about a 2-minute video. Texas, what's going on?
Oh, my goodness.
Let's roll that one. Let's see
if we can watch this one here.
Oh, this one's great.
Okay.
Trashy ghetto piece of mess. Yep, I said it. Y'all get mad at me all y'all want. I said 10 toes down on what I said. I said it and I meant it. She's a ghetto, trashy, racist piece of crap. Jasmine Crockett's mouth is completely filthy to be in Congress. For her to be representing the American people, her mouth is filthy. She don't even know when to cut it off. I don't care what she say at home and how she talk at home, but when you're in Congress representing the people of the United States of America, representing the people of your district, you should know how to act and how to control yourself. Her mouth is ridiculous. Now, don't get me wrong. My mouth can be ridiculous sometimes, but I'm not in Congress. I'm not representing a certain district of people who put me in office. And you can best believe if I was, I would know how to act and how to carry myself. Even if you disagree with someone, you should know how to carry yourself. Jasmine Crockett is a piece of ghetto trash. And I'm so sick of y'all out here telling myself, oh, Jasmine Crockett is a strong black woman. Jasmine Crockett don't take no mess. Oh, Jasmine Crockett, she'll tell you out. Jasmine Crockett is a ghetto piece of trash who do not know how to control herself or do not know how to act in Congress. And it is what it is. I mean, are y'all really proud of this? Women, are we, is this what represent us? Are these the type of women that we want representing us in Congress? I'm serious. I don't care if you're black, white, Asian, Latino. I don't care what you are. Is this what you want representing us as women? And stop lumping all us black women up together acting like we agree with this bull crap that Jasmine Crockett doing, because we don't. Jasmine Crockett is a man. Texas, what are y'all doing? What are y'all doing, Texas? She can't. At this point, this everything is a joke. This is a joke. The Democratic Party already is a joke. And if Jasmine Crockett is supposed to be the new face of the Democratic Party, she's supposed to be the new leader of the Democratic Party. Child, y'all in more trouble than I even thought. And it is what it is.
Hey, Jim Carrey.
Amen, wow. Yes. Sister.
Wow. Let me see if I can cut that out there. There you go. Oh. You think she's fired up?
I got to tell you, I don't even know the woman's name. I just found that out on X, Randy. But here's what I can tell you. I would love for that woman to be on our podcast. Yeah. Can you imagine putting she and I both in the same room? We'd kill one another trying to talk,
yes,
wouldn't
sir.
We?
Yes, sir.
You'd be sitting over there with your eyes so big and wide, it'd be unbelievable. Well, I loved her response. And, you know, this is the same Jasmine Crockett. Now, Todd Starnes, many of you probably know him off of Newsmax. He's a really conservative guy, really great guy. He says, Jasmine Crockett wants you to think she's from the hood, that she grew up on the streets. The exact opposite is true. She extended an exclusive day school where tuition is nearly $35,000 per year. She also attended Rhodes College, a private school where tuition is nearly $55,000 per year. I figured it was probably more than that.
Yeah.
And she loves playing gangsta. You know, now this is the same girl from Texas that when Doge was cutting all the money, and Trump said, why don't we send everybody about $5,000 and give them some repayment? Mm-hmm. Her reply was, well, what's $5,000 going to do for anybody?
Yeah.
Well, hey, Jasmine, you know, and folks, we covered part of her net worth on a couple of podcasts ago. So go back and take a good look at that, if you will, and because I don't want to rehash all of that. But I will tell you that she's... You know, she's kind of crazy there. Mm-hmm. Let me kind of give you a couple of other things here. 80% of the most violent crime are by white supremacists.
Really?
That's exactly what she said.
Huh.
She said it on CNN. She said it at a conference. So... Folks, this is completely fabricated. If I sat here and said 80% of most violent crime is done by the BLM, how much trouble would I be in?
You'd be in all kinds of trouble.
Can I be in Congress and be that stupid? Well, she can. And today, Randy, I noticed, in fact, I've got it on my phone because I shot a screenshot of it.
Yeah.
It was a stick figure cartoon of her and AOC beating up with some sticks a Republican laying on the ground.
Yeah.
So that's what these crazy people are doing and calling for violence. Now, this is the same, and in this particular Gateway Pundit article, it says Bird Brain Crockett blasts Trump jobs reports, then goes silent when it turns out they were Biden's numbers instead. Mm. Oh, she got on X and was just running her mouth of how horrible Trump was. Oh, these numbers, he's killing our economy, blah, right. blah, 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 right. blah, all that stuff, only to find out, whoops, those aren't Trump's numbers. Those are the numbers that Biden left behind.
Crazy.
And people all over X started blowing it up saying, hey, you idiot. So I will tell you there is a glimmer of hope, and Texans, I hope that you will pay attention to this guy.
Yeah.
His name is Sholden Daniels. He is an Army vet. He's an attorney, a small business owner, and he's a common sense fighter, and he's running for your representative in Texas 30. And he says, I'm building a movement to put working families, small businesses, and public safety first.
There you go.
He is a candidate that is doing his best to run against her and get her out of office. So, Texas, if you've got some money, would you please donate to him? Would you please do something for this man? And by the way, Sholden, I sent you a personal email because I'd love to have you on the podcast as a guest.
Yeah.
So if you're listening and anybody's listening to this podcast, would you give old Sholden Daniels a call for us or tap him on the shoulder and say, hey, these guys can maybe help you out. They'll put you on the podcast. We'll give you a complete show.
Yeah.
But just as the bottom line, Randy, this girl is the new Maxine Waters of the Democratic Party.
Well, you know, wasn't she the one that's the getting the Social Security at 130?
Yeah, that's Maxine.
Did you see that,
Matt? Yeah, Maxine is. Yeah, I love it. I love it. Well, let's go to commercial. We'll come back, folks.
All right.
Bobby's Country Cooking. It's like Sunday after church at Grandma's, except it's Monday through Friday, 10:30 to 2. Home-style cooking with generous portions, entrees, sides, and desserts to die for. Dine in or get it to go. We're in the West Chase Plaza at the corner of Shackelford and Markham. Bobby's Country Cooking.
All right, folks, we're back. Now, I really do want you to contact Sholden Daniels in Texas and tell him, hey, this is one of my favorite podcasts. You need to give these guys an email, and we'll get him on as a guest, okay?
Larry, that shirt looks awesome on you, man. Look at that. Look at that.
Look at that, buddy. Gulf of America.
Hey, I think we need to go to dinner tonight and go show off her shirts.
Let's do that. Let's just walk proud.
Let's go and walk and show our shirts off.
Do you think the girls will go with us?
Well, sure they will. Okay. We may have to go to Whataburger.
Well, it certainly is good to see that Nancy Pelosi has turned into a has-been.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but I got to tell you, she really got triggered during that speech. Did you see some of the memes?
Well, I saw her with her water bottle.
Well, wasn't no water in that thing.
And she kept tapping her dentures. You know, I'm like,
oh yeah,
man, she got a real tick over there.
Well, you know, when they get loose, you have to suck them back up.
Well, I guess. Alcohol will loosen them up for you.
She had at least wine in that bottle for sure. At least it was wine in that bottle.
I thought it was great. She got triggered. I thought she was going to fall apart. At one point, she looked like she was having a stroke, I'll tell you. Well, here is something off of the speech for just a minute. 22 Democratic senators.
Oh, I saw that.
Oh, wasn't that awesome?
That was awesome.
I mean, X just blew up on this. Chuck Schumer, Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, which I always thought Cory Booker was a weird guy, but man, he has really gone off the edge.
Yeah.
They all posted the same identical
video. Show that picture. Hold that picture up you showed me.
Well, I'll give you one that...
That's what it was looking like. I saw that.
Yeah. I'm telling you. And, you know, they all had the same talking points, word for word.
It was all going like this, like puppets when they had
and I don't know who did this video, Randy, but I got to tell you, they did an awesome, awesome job. And what they were doing, it was talking points against Trump and Musk and how they hated Doge and everything. And, you know, if you listen to AOC, she's sitting there saying that all of us, all of the Americans are disagreeing with what Doge is doing, that kind of a thing. And yet, it is proven in surveys, 76% of Americans back Doge.
That's it.
You know, it's a clear sign of trust in the vision that we see.
Uh-huh.
Hey, at least Trump has some vision. Whether you disagree or agree with him, at least he's got a formula that he's going towards, okay?
Yep.
He's trying to cut the government waste, and the illegal border crossings are hitting a 15-year low. And so I just think it's wonderful. You know, one of the things that I think people have overlooked is that Doge stopped the royalty payments to Hussein.
Oh, okay.
Did you hear about this one?
No.
Okay, well, let's throw this out here.
Go ahead.
You know me. I love to bash on Hussein. He, Doge, found out that there was $2.6 million annual payment to Barack Hussein Obama. Those are royalties associated with Obamacare.
Oh, my.
Okay. Exposing a taxpayer ripoff that's netted him $39 million since 2010. Now, here was a person who I'll say it, he was elected. I think he was installed, and that was one of the very first ones that they installed and stole.
Yeah, when the group got together and they did it, that's going to be him.
There
you go.
And
it's all
there you go.
Rigged to put in.
So here he is. We'll call him elected. I don't believe it, but okay, we'll call him elected. Here he is, and he comes up with this Hussein Care, which was nothing more than Hillary Clinton's warmed up version that they had already.
Right.
You can't put that kind of a program together that fast. She just took it off the back burner and gave it to him, and he put his name on it. And after he screwed her out of the presidency after running, I can't believe that's that crazy woman. But anyway, $39 million. So he is elected as the president and yet wants and gets paid those kind of royalties.
Sure. Uh-huh. Follow the money.
And hey. Well, you know, and people keep talking about the fact that, you know, oh, Larry, all you do is harp about everybody getting rich and all of this. Well, folks,
it's
our money. If you came into my home and started stealing my stuff, you know, I'd come after you.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're doing on this podcast. We're coming out after this communist government that's trying to destroy us or has destroyed us.
$5,000 refund checks are just keep going up.
You know,
I can't wait until it gets to $6,000 and $7,000 and $8,000.
And Crockett can do her little dance all the way from Texas to Arkansas. I'll take her $5,000. It'll do something for me.
I'll take hers.
Yeah.
Just like I told that person the other day, I'll take yours.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I don't want that.
There you go. So, hey, Randy, we do have, and let me say this, and then we'll roll this video because I think it's very interesting. Really, the reason that the liberals hate Trump and Musk so much is that they're unveiling their money laundering scheme.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So there's a couple of things that I uncovered for us, but let's take a look at this. This is actually Jesse Waters, and it's about a 3.5-minute video that we're going to play for you folks. It's about the Green Slush Fund, okay?
All right, let's see what this comes up
to. Take a look at this one.
And go.
Lee Zeldin, Trump's EPA administrator. Is this a kickback? Is it theft? Is it graft? What would you call it?
All the above.
There you go.
It's a green slush fund. $20 billion parked at an outside bank towards the end of the Biden administration, given to just 8 NGOs. You just named a bunch of them. These NGOs were created for the first time, many of them just to get this money. And their pass-throughs. So the EPA entered into this account control agreement with these entities. Treasury enters into a financial agent agreement with the bank, and they design it to tie the EPA's hands behind their back, to tie the federal government's hands behind its back. So when the money goes through the NGOs to subgrantees, many of them also pass-throughs, we don't know where it's going. We don't have the proper amount of oversight. And as you pointed out, it's going to people who are in the Obama and Biden administrations. It's going to donors. It's not going directly, as you pointed out, thankfully you did, it's not going directly to remediate that environmental issue to deliver clean air, land, and water. It's billions, tens of billions of dollars going through their friends.
Well, they're going to say they didn't steal it. They're just going to say they got paid salaries, and then they donated it to some other subcontractor who got paid salaries, and it eventually went to some kid to pick up litter, right? Because, like, at the end of this, what's it, like 5% of this money actually goes towards the environment? How much actually goes towards the environment after it's been just stripped out for salaries?
Right, and stripped out for salaries of middleman after middleman going through these multiple added layers. I'll give you an example. On the other end of this, there was one CEO who was serving on the White House Environmental Justice Council for the Biden administration while she was serving on this council, she was CEO of an organization that applied for and received $20 million. So some people were able to, with the right connections, be on the receiving end of billions of dollars. Others on the other end of this getting tens of millions of dollars, and the federal government not having oversight. And, you know, I just mentioned the account control agreements that were entered into at EPA and these prime recipients. They were amending the account control agreements right up to the inauguration. There were amended account control agreements we found January 13th.
So they were scrambling before you guys got in there and kicked some tires.
They amended it.
So
yeah, they amended these account control agreements to reduce EPA oversight and to make it easier for them to pass through the money without getting caught.
So you caught them. And have you kicked this over to Pam Bondi at Justice?
Yeah, the Justice Department and FBI have been working very closely with us. They've been working hard on this. My conversations with the Attorney General, she seems very focused and motivated. Same thing when I had an opportunity to speak to our great new FBI director. We have to ensure that there's accountability here, and we have to make sure that the federal government reestablishes oversight. We can't have that. We can't afford as a country to have this kind of money wasted. We should have zero tolerance for even a penny of waste and abuse.
Wow.
I mean, there should be no way that tens of billions are going up.
A lot of scandals in the Biden administration, but this seems like a whopper. Glad you found it out. Lee Zeldin, we really appreciate it. Let's get to the bottom of it.
Thanks, Jesse.
Randy, the problem with this is that even though we've turned it over to Pam Bondi, these non-government organizations, NGOs, we don't have any real control over them. And they once they get their hands on it, it goes through. It's kind of like if you put together LLCs and just pay one from the other to the other to the other to the other, and everybody gets their little cut out of it until finally you cannot follow the paper trail any further.
Yeah.
Seriously. Okay. You know, and 5% towards the environment, and the rest of it's going to payrolls, going to go to donors, to family, to friends. Maybe that's why Maxine Waters can pay $1 million to her daughter. Okay.
Right.
That's why things like that happen. You know, let me give you an example. And I thought of this as we was watching that video. I remember, you know, you have all these people that will call you on the phone and say, hey, you know, the firemen, we're raising money for the fire department and we're doing this and we're doing that and all. I had a fireman, very, very close friend, one time. He told me, he said, Larry, whatever you do, do not give them one penny.
Really?
I said, well, how come? He said, because about only 3-5% of that money goes to the fire department. Huh. The rest of it is overhead for their organization.
Oh, wow.
You see?
These guys out there on the street?
Well, some of them, yes, with the firemen's boots and all.
Yeah, the fire buckets and boots and all.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of people love to give money to things that feel good. It's kind of like the three guys and the woman who will be on the corner and they actually hold up a sign that says they're actually with your church.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if you've seen them.
No. Uh-uh.
I called your church office one day and I said, are you guys on the street corner raising money? No, we're not. We call the police all the time. Where are they located? And I told them, they said, we'll get the police out there. The police came and ran them off. Now, I ran an errand and I drove back down the same street. Okay, the police had run them off. Guess where I found them?
About
a block down on the next corner, they just moved down there.
Right.
It's your church's name, your personal church's name.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it.
So a lot of people love to dump money and that kind of stuff. But folks, I'm only going to give, and you and I both are givers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
We do. We give a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're very blessed, and we give money to people that deserve it. But I'm not pouring my money.
I've even got a Cash App that I give to people sometimes too.
Is that
not
on the
but not to the guy holding these, you know, make it easy. Yeah. Cash App.
Yeah.
You know, the Cash App for food. Cash App for food.
The homeless person on the, I love that homeless guy that's got the cardboard sign that says, I need money for food. And then he flips it, Cash App. I'm like, seriously? Really? You okay. All right. Well, hey, let's play that last video that we've got. They were actually talking about Stacey Adams. It's about a minute and a half, almost 2 minutes. But folks, listen to this because you're going to hear President Donald Trump called her out during his fabulous speech. And you'll hear part of it and then her response. Watch this.
Okay, let me pull it up here. And here we go.
One of the ironies of the attack on you, and I'm going to play what he did, was that my understanding is the program at the source of this whole thing.
This is awesome.
Is a program to lower costs for people. Do I have that top line correct?
You have it absolutely right.
Okay, so I'm gonna play what he had to say, and then I'm gonna ask you to explain what the program is that was such an obvious ludicrous laugh line for the Republicans there. Take a listen.
$1.9 billion to recently created decarbonization of homes committee, headed up, and we know she's involved. Just at the last moment, the money was passed over by a woman named Stacey Abrams. Have you ever heard of her?
Right.
Okay, so what is this organization? What is your relation to it, and what does it do?
Tell us.
In 2023 and 2024, I led a program called Vitalizing DeSoto. We worked in a tiny town in South Georgia to demonstrate that
tiny town,
by replacing
pay attention.
Energy inefficient appliances with efficient appliances, you can lower your cost. And in fact, we accomplished that for 75% of the community. They got appliances that are lowering their bills right now. We had one woman who saw her electric bill cut in half from $180 to $98.
No way.
That's what we delivered. And based on that program, a coalition of organizations, famous organizations, came together and said to the EPA, if we can do this here, we can do this for millions more Americans. Let us invest the money of America in lowering the cost for Americans. And the EPA said, okay, great, go for it.
Okay. Now, folks, that smoke that you saw coming out her butt is because her pants were on fire because she's such a liar.
She couldn't come up with the words.
Okay, let me cover a couple of things. Randy, I got some questions for you. Now, she said we're buying new appliances. We're working in a tiny town. Now, we don't know the volume, you know.
Is it a tiny town or tiny state?
Well, for $1.9 billion.
Good grief.
Okay, a tiny town, and 75% of them got all new appliances. And what did she say? That the utility bill was cut in what, half?
Cut in half. No way.
You're a
There's
builder.
No way. No
Tell
way.
Me.
No way. No way. Absolutely no way you can get a, you know, I don't even know of any appliances that specialize, especially in ovens. Well, maybe some convection stuff, but there are more. I mean, there are a lot more. You're going to pay a lot more for those, the convection stuff and all that. But it's not going to reduce their electric bill in a half. There is absolutely no way.
Well, Randy, you specialize in homes that's $1 million plus, okay? Mm-hmm. And there's no way that you can put enough appliances in this home that we're sitting in right now and cut them in half.
No.
There's
way.
No way.
No way.
No way whatsoever. So, folks, she was lying to you. Now, this is the same person that started this NGO, okay? Mm-hmm. This is an NGO, and you'll notice that MSNBC, the guy there. Now, I've heard a lot of podcasters. In fact, President Trump even said this from the Oval Office. They're no longer calling them the MSNBC. They're calling it the MSDNC. Because of the Democratic National
Party. Yeah, but now, didn't she get that money when Biden was on his way out the door?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
it was like,
hey, okay, you're leaving. There it is.
They were pumping that money. In fact, one person.
I wonder how many of them got it. I wonder where it all went.
Well, all the NGOs got it. Now, the paper trail of trying to find out where it actually went, we don't know. But what did she say? Dakota, was it? Dakota?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dakota people, I would say that the sheriff's department ought to drive around and ask, start asking, knocking on doors and ask.
So, did you get those appliances?
Did you get those appliances? Can I see them? I'd like to take a photo of them.
You got to go in a tiny town, though. So you
know. That tiny town is Dakota. Now, he said it's obvious, ludicrous, and a laugh line for Republicans. That's what the MSDNC will do for you. And so they're lying, covering it all up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's just it's just mad.
I think I think Elon's teenagers is going to be hunting all this out to be able to find all that out. They'll be able to sniff it out.
Oh yeah,
they're good.
Yeah. Well, I hope so. And I don't know how they're going to figure it out. But folks, the mathematics of that whole line that she just sat there and lied to you, it doesn't make sense. Let's throw a couple of more things out here, maybe five more minutes, if you'll stay with us, folks, just for a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, I said you can't stand and applaud for a lot of things. Now, the only thing that the liberals did was applaud for Ukraine.
That's all they did.
Okay? That's because of their money laundering machine. But a 95-year-old mother that her son returns from a Russian prison,
right?
They couldn't even get happy for that poor lady.
Not. Nope. Mm-mm.
Now, how criminal, how horrendous of a person do you have to be to do something like that?
That's pretty bad.
They couldn't even stand and applaud when Trump said, I want a mandatory death penalty for cop killers.
Right. Mm-hmm.
My.
I saw that too.
Gosh.
And then the 13-year-old boy that, you know.
Oh.
Had the brain cancer and then got awarded the special Secret Service badge and.
Yeah.
All that. They couldn't stand for any of that. Couldn't even clap.
Brain cancer survivor, and again, MSDNC host Nicole Wallace says, I hope he never has to defend the United States Capitol against Donald Trump's supporters. And if he does, I hope he isn't one of the six who loses his life to suicide.
That's crazy.
That's what Wallace said. Ma'am, you are a piece of garbage. You're a disgrace. You're disgusting. And you politicize a little 13-year-old cancer-surviving boy. I mean, my gosh, I think you should be fired immediately. Rachel Maddow, I think that you should be fired as well. Oh, yeah. You're disgusting.
She's probably close on her way out.
Yeah, I think so. You know, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to save
all the others left.
I've got a few things to say about Rachel that I'm gonna hold that over to another show because that's just too good to throw out. And so let me take a look. Let me back up here. Here's a poll that I ran across, Randy, and we'll close out here in just a minute. But a new poll shows that liberal women are the most unhappy and lonely.
Really?
It says a new analysis of the 2024 American Family Survey reveals a striking trend. Liberal women aged 18 to 40 report significantly lower life satisfaction and higher levels of loneliness compared to their conservative counterparts.
Mm.
Now, here's how crazy people are. I can't really pronounce that name, Skalowski or something, Democrat out of Illinois. She gives this bizarre explanation for why women might not pursue jobs in manufacturing is because that man is in the word manufacturing.
Oh, my.
Good God.
Good grief.
Do you hate women or hate men that much?
Yeah.
And, you know, and here's one. And, folks, I'll tell you, I love listening to Charlie Kirk. I don't know, Randy, if you do or not. I listen to every one of his podcasts. He's in my library, and I listen to him all the time. And I would encourage everybody to go and listen to Charlie Kirk's podcast, Why Christians Need to Stand Up.
Yeah.
He has a special guest on there, Riley Gaines. I listened to it on the way back from Texas this weekend. It was recorded at Dream City Church in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah.
You and I both know about that.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And they talk about keeping boys out of girls' sports. Now, they want to tell you that Americans are not in favor of this, but here is a poll, and even CNN had to release this. It says 80% of Americans do not support men in women's sports.
There you go.
Yet every one of the liberal senators, they're all for it. Mm-hmm. They're all for it. And yet they're supposed to be representing we the people. And here, just hours before, all of them dressed in pink and started screaming women's rights, okay? The Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act, 219 Republicans voted yay for it, zero nay, thank God.
Right.
Democrats were zero for it, and 203 voted against it. Women don't forget this kind of stuff. And I will tell you on this podcast, Riley Gaines talked about not only do they have to compete against them,
yeah,
they had to be in the same locker room.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And her dad, they had to keep him locked out because she said, Dad, not only am I competing against him, but he's in our locker room stripping down naked. We're in there naked.
Right.
And she had to go through class at the university that she attended. She had to go through special classes. The entire swimming club had to go through special classes and be browbeat into submission and allow all of this to happen. Folks, it would be an hour podcast that you need to go and listen to. It's phenomenal.
Really, yeah.
And I will leave you with this last line. 900 champions have been stolen from girls.
Wow, really?
By boys.
Really?
They tell you that it's not happening, but folks, it is. It is happening. So if you think that Democrats are really for women's rights, you got another thing coming.
Good.
They are not.
Wow.
Well, folks, we hope that you've enjoyed this show. We certainly have.
There's a lot more we didn't get to.
Yeah, there is. Come on back and we'll try it again.
And tomorrow starts the same old.